Hello, my name is Lucy Millerson. I am a mental health lecturer and early career researcher at the Mountford University in Leicester. Academic writing is central to my work, and I'm quite happy to share a couple of my struggles with my academic writing, how I managed to overcome them, and then a couple of generic tips for writing for publication and writing grant applications. In terms of struggles, the first thing that comes into my mind is, well, racing ideas. Once I sit down to write an article or a grant application, I sometimes find it difficult to keep up with my thoughts on a particular subject. So basically, I think 100 times faster than I write, which sometimes makes it difficult to articulate coherent ideas and put them down on paper. The risk is a modelled piece of writing, which of course you can structure, redraft and refine a bit later. But this proved to be very time consuming, so I adopted a more structured approach that is a bit closer to my visual learning style. I use mind maps, diagrams, visual aids in general. I use pen and paper, very colourful pens and paper that I can easily move around and play with. I'm also a very tactile person. So yes, I can use these visual materials as aids for my writing, which seems to help my focus, possibly because I tend to process images better than words most of the times. The second struggle that I had for quite a long time with my academic writing was my language. As you can tell, English is not my first language, so I have to admit that I was quite frustrated for a while when I was supposed to write academically and the words just refused to come in English, which was a bit of a disaster at the time, to be honest, for a perfectionist like me. However, in time I managed to become more knowledgeable of the academic language by reading extensively books and journal publications on a particular topic. So I basically familiarized myself with the academic language, I taught my brain to think in English, and then the writing followed quite naturally. At the same time, I accepted my limitations and changed them into opportunities to be creative with the language by creating expressions and using words in different ways beyond the clichés of language that you tend to get trapped into as a native speaker. With regards to tips for writing for publication, and this applies to writing grants applications as well, for me, collaborative writing was key to successful publications. Although too many cooks can spoil the broth, as the saying goes, for me this approach worked and continues to work quite well. I always find it very productive in a team to build on each other's ideas, to develop ideas following brainstorming, getting that sense of coherent right, refining your contribution, but also the contribution of others. So yes, it can be quite rewarding and motivating as well as you become more accountable to others in the process. Another tip that worked quite well for me was related to the space I use for writing. It is essential what you write, when you write it, but also where you write. I always find it easier to write in different places, quiet places if possible, around the house or even in the back garden if the weather is nice. I know this goes against the advice to stick to your own writing space, your workstation or that dedicated space for writing. But I seem to get a fresh perspective on what I write whenever I change my environment. Even slight changes can help sometimes with freshen up my eyes and be more creative, or at least less bored with what I'm supposed to write. Of course, I try my best to leave my academic brain at home when I go on holidays, but not my notebook, in which I continue to write research ideas or anything that I could go back to and develop later. So yes, those would be my struggles with and the tips on academic writing. Thank you and good luck with your writing.